Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
More music, more variety. Star 101.3, it's Marcus and Sandy. It's time for Second Date Update. People still doing this, even though we're on like a fierce lockdown right now.
Well,
and
I've
God
noticed
for Zoom calls, I guess.
A lot of people, yeah, are just doing it virtually now, which, what, you know, got to do what you got to do to be safe.
Yeah.
So we've got Jake on the line, and Jake, we got your email about Emily. So good morning. Tell us a little bit about your, was it a FaceTime date?
Yeah. Last week.
Okay. How did it go?
Well, I thought it went really well. I mean, we linked up on Tinder a couple of weeks ago, and you know, I thought she was really cute, and she looked like she was a fun time. So you know, I really like girls who have, like, you know, kind of like edgy personality in terms of like having their own opinions, and also just like, you know, kind of feisty or whatever. And I thought she, you know, she looked like she fit the bill. So we were chatting, and I mean, I was like, all right, well, we got to move this to FaceTime because you seem great. And when we talked on FaceTime, we talked about what's coming up for Christmas, and she told me about her family. And
how was the chemistry on FaceTime? Because you know how sometimes when you bond online and they're like, oh my God, this is so good. And then you like talk to them in person or even like on FaceTime. Was it still the same? You know, you still felt that feistiness?
I mean, I felt more. So I thought I thought we were in. You know, I don't know what in is, how many FaceTime dates you need to like meet in the street, but
especially now, right?
I was hoping we could.
I'll
tell you what, Jake, I'm feeling you, because my personal rule is I'm attracted to women that could probably take me in a fight. I don't know what it is. I like a feisty. I don't know what it, if you look like you could take me down, I'm in. Let's go. That's at least second or third date.
That's fun. No, I like, for me, it's like I want you to win the argument, and maybe I'll concede.
Yeah,
that's hilarious.
Love it.
So it sounds like you guys had a good conversation. How did it leave off?
You know, I thought she was feeling it, and like I was like, okay, well, you know, let's definitely do this again. And she was like, yeah. And then, you know, I texted her a couple of times, and it was like nothing. And this was like a few days ago. So.
Okay.
Huh. All right. Well,
that's weird.
You know how this goes, dude.
Yeah.
We're gonna call her, and we'll keep you on the line. Keep your phone muted out, and we'll just ask her a few questions. We'll see if we can get some answers. Okay.
All right. Cool.
All right, bud. Hang on the line. We'll play a song, and we'll call Emily. We'll do it after this. It's Second Date Update on Star 101.3. More music, more variety. Star 101.3. It's Marcus and Sandy. We are in the middle of Second Date Update.
We've been talking to Jake. So Jake met Emily on Tinder, and you guys had a nice FaceTime date last week. You said she's really really sarcastic, really feisty. You're attracted
feisty
to that. And it like was even that more so when you talked kind of on the phone in person. And now she's not getting back to any of your... Are you calling her or texting her?
I've been doing... I mean, mostly text. I might have called her once.
Okay, that's okay. Nobody wants to come off like too strong, you know? So I get it.
Yeah.
So... Jake, you know this segment. We're going to give her a call right now. Try to stay quiet, and then we'll see if she can tell us what's going on, okay?
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Good morning. Is this Emily?
This is she.
Hi, Emily. This is actually Marcus and Sandy.
Sup, Emily?
On Star 101.3.
Hey.
Hi. I know your show. Why are you guys calling?
Well, I know it's a little random. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. But we are calling
Thanks.
About Second Date Update. Do you know that segment we do on our show every day?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, that's okay.
What's that?
So basically, we talk to people who are out in the dating world, and we just want to have people, you know, go on dates and have them be successful. And we were contacted by somebody that I guess went out with you named Jake. Does that ring a bell?
Yeah, I remember Jake.
So he misses you. He says he's been trying to contact you. He'd like to take you out again. he feels like you ghosted. We're just trying to get the real deal.
Yeah, I ghosted him. I mean, I don't do that often, but I just, okay. I felt like he just disrespected me on our date, so I didn't want to talk to him again. Right. I mean, okay, so Jake forgot that we had a FaceTime date, and I called him, and he picked up the call, but he was in bed, and his hair was a mess. He looked terrible. Like he was so surprised. That's how he looked. He didn't get dressed up, anything like that. And right away I asked him, I'm like, what's up? Like, is this how you intended on answering the call? And he said that he was napping. So I tried to play it cool. I mean, I really didn't know what to expect at that point. And then he just kept yawning and the lighting was dim. It was really terrible for me.
This is interesting.
And really, yeah.
So Jake, Jake is actually on the phone, Emily.
Oh, hi, Jake.
Jake,
are you still there? This is weird.
Emily, you were disrespected?
Jake, you left all this out.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
What do you mean you didn't know? We planned this far in advance.
No, I mean, I didn't know that you were disrespected. I mean, why did you feel disrespected? Like, I was there, you know, we were talking. I thought we had a great conversation.
Well, did you forget you had a date?
The conversation was fine. It was just weird how it all happened. I mean, you literally showed me your apartment, and then you put your phone down to use the bathroom. Like, ever think that that's kind of awkward for me to just be sitting on the line? Like, I'm sorry. It's
so
strange.
But, I mean, I guess I could call you back, but no, but seriously, okay, look, like, I don't know about you, but, like, I don't know what time it is ever until I look at a clock in this lockdown situation. Like, guys, like, do you guys have the same experience, Marcus and Sandy? Like, do you even know what day it is?
Well, now that we're working from home 100%, everything does feel like a weird blur. I will be honest on that.
Jake, if I'm prepping for a date, you got to man up a little bit. I mean, you could at least look at your phone. Call me crazy.
No, I did look at my phone. And I had time to nap. I was trying to be my best, like, you know, and then my phone went off and I was like, oh crap. It's like, you know, it was an hour earlier than I thought.
Okay.
All right. Well, so, at least now we know you fell asleep.
You fell asleep. I didn't well, not.
Well, Emily, now that we know what happened, do you want to try a second date? Maybe he just fell asleep.
No, I'm sorry. I mean, for me, first impressions mean a lot. And if you can't even remember what time we're supposed to start our date, then you put no effort in. It's just better just to call it off because I don't want a man like that.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.